presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources.
January 30, 521 America, New York, Kuwait suspends Iraq flights after Baghdad airport attack. Kuwait has suspended flights to Iraq for a week, citing security fears after a rocket attack targeted Baghdad International Airport. CNN World News. January 30, 512 America, New York, Jacinta Ardern in self-isolation as COVID cases rise in New Zealand. New Zealand's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, has entered self-isolation until Tuesday after being deemed a close contact of a positive COVID-19 case. January 30, 5 o'clock America, New York, U.S. forces return to combat as allies struggle to subdue ISIS fighters. The fighting was the most intense urban warfare involving American troops in Iraq and Syria since the fall of the ISIS caliphate. Fighting spilled into a residential area of In Hasaka, Syria, near where Kurdish forces were trying to subdue the last ISIS fighters barricaded in a prison in a week-long siege. January 30, 3:45 America, New York, Trump makes pledge to Capitol rioters. The former U.S. president said the unfair treatment of those involved in the Capitol siege will end if he's back in the White House. January 30, 3 o'clock America, New York, China's COVID-era controls may outlast the coronavirus. The country has instituted a wide range of high-tech controls on society as part of a mostly successful effort to stop the virus. The consequences may endure. The pandemic has given Xi Jinping, China's top leader, a powerful case for deepening the Communist Party's reach into the lives of 1.4 billion residents. January 30, 2023 America, New York, Israel president flies to UAE in first amid regional tension. Israel's figurehead president is traveling to the United Arab Emirates in the first official visit by the country's head of state, the latest sign of deepening ties between the two nations. January 30, 123 America, New York, Islamic State strikes from shadows in vulnerable Syria, Iraq. Islamic State group militants carried out two of their boldest attacks in years last week. January 30, 118 America, New York, Britain offers jets, warships to bolster NATO forces amid escalating Russia threat to Ukraine. The British troop commitment comes a day after President Biden said he planned to send some U.S. troops to bolster NATO allies in Eastern Europe. January 30, 014 America, New York, Ethiopian Prime Minister in UAE as Tigray war rages on. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has traveled to the United Arab Emirates on a state visit amid his country's ongoing war against Tigray rebels. January 29, 2341 America, New York, North Korea missile tests, biggest launch since 2017. Sunday's launch is the seventh this month, and is thought to be the largest in almost 5 years. January 29, 2330 America, New York, North Korea fires its longest-range missile since 2017, the latest in a string of test launches. South Korean President Moon Jae-in convened an emergency meeting of the country's National Security Council to discuss the launch, North Korea's seventh weapons test this month. January 29, 2204 America, New York, North Korea's latest missile test appears to be its boldest in years. Flight data indicates that a launch carried out Sunday was the North's most powerful since 2017. South Korea said the projectile was a medium-range ballistic missile. Watching coverage of North Korea's latest missile launch in Seoul on Sunday. January 29, 2136 America, New York, Tom Brady is 44. But somehow his possible retirement comes as a surprise. Tom Brady thought he would throw touchdown passes, basically forever. I really think I can play as long as I want, Brady, 44, said in October. I could literally play until I'm 50 or 55 if I wanted to. January 29, 2127 America, New York, Border Patrol Chief admits, moral at all-time low, video. Heated exchange unfolded between U.S. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz and agents irked by the Biden administration policies. January 29, 2118 America, New York, President Biden believes, distinct possibility, Russia will invade Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wants residents to remain calm despite Russian troops occupying Ukraine's border. President Biden believes there's a distinct possibility Russia will invade Ukraine next month. January 29, 2039 America, New York, man accused of threatening to kill serpent, Biden. Kansas resident allegedly said he wanted to tell Biden that people were fed up with the divisiveness in the country. January 29, 2003 America, New York, UN, 2,000 children recruited by Yemen's rebels died fighting. UN experts say in a new report that nearly 2,000 children recruited by Yemen's Houthi rebels died on the battlefield between January 2020 and May 2021, and the Iranian-backed rebels continue to hold camps and courses encouraging youngsters to fight. January 29, 1957 America, New York, North Korea carries out seventh launch this month. The launch came 3 days after North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea on Thursday. January 29, 1950 America, New York, UK PM mulls bigger troop offer amid Ukraine crisis. A possible offer to bolster NATO forces comes as ministers prepare a diplomatic blitz on Moscow. January 29, 1945 America, New York, in Canada, Freedom Convoy, protesting vaccine mandates nears capital. The Freedom Convoy had driven across Canada to reach the capital. The demonstrations on Saturday were raucous but largely peaceful. Protesters around Parliament Hill in downtown Ottawa on Saturday. January 29, 1937 America, New York, the U.S. shrine that claims to hold Gandhi's ashes. Keeping the ashes without dispersing them goes against Gandhi's own wishes, his family says. January 29, 1936 America, New York, North Korea launches suspected ballistic missile off its east coast. It marks Pyongyang's seventh weapons launch this month, more than it had conducted in all of last year. January 29, 1934 America, New York, Liberia prisons, where inmates are short of food, space and uniforms. Liberia's main jail stopped taking new inmates recently because it couldn't give them anything to eat. CNN World News. January 29, 1932 America, New York, North Korea fires presumed ballistic missile in seventh launch of year, South Korea says. North Korea fired what is presumed to be a ballistic missile into the waters off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula on Sunday, South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said.